Archers for the week, 17th to 22nd of March, 2002.
David's enjoying his newfound celebrity.
Hello, David.
Good morning, Sully. Good to see you.
Hello, Chip. You pleased to see us?
Get down, yes. Biff. Come on, get down. Get down.
There he is, our hero.
Oh, come on.
Yes, you are, hero. How did you come here and give us a hug?
Oh, you'll get Calmac on your jacket.
Never mind that. Oh, we're very proud of you, aren't we, Sully?
We certainly are.
Calm and unruffled throughout. That's what we heard. Like a true professional.
Oh, well, you don't have any choice, do you? Just get on with it.
Oh, Sully didn't. You should have seen him when our Ruth was due.
Oh, love.
It's true. You couldn't even get the car key in the ignition, remember? We had to get Mrs. Wilson from next door to drive us to the hospital.
Well, we can't all be strong under fire.
Oh, you were lovely. I wouldn't have you any other week.
Right, let's get these bags inside, shall we?
How's the little chap?
Oh, he's great. Oh. He's very laid back. Occasionally, he has a little grizzle. Mm-hmm. To tell you he wants his grub, but apart from that, he just lies there, happy as a sow on straw.
Here, let me take those.
Oh, thanks.
His mother was the same, wasn't she, Sully? Very placid.
Aye, for about 2 weeks. Then she found out what fun it was to get in the paddock. Oh. After that, she made up for lost time.
How is she, David? Having a good rest, I hope?
Oh, yes, yes. I made her have a sit down when she came in from milking.
Milking?
Well, she didn't do a thing yesterday, so I thought she should ease herself in gently.
David, the girl's just had a baby.
I think he might be pulling your leg, Pet.
Is he? Oh, David. Well, I know what you farmers are like.
Well, if I had my way, she'd be having a lion this morning, but you know Ruth.
Oh, can I have the 2 carrier bags as well?
Oh, yeah, sure. A
couple of presents for young Benjamin.
Oh, brilliant.
And one for each of Pip and Josh.
Right. There you go.
Thanks.
Right. Let's go in and introduce you to young Ben.
Oh, David, I'm so excited. I just can't wait.
Why don't you come back and have lunch at Brookfield?
Oh, no, poor Ruth. I'm sure she'll have enough to contend with.
I think she'd be delighted.
You think so?
That's the impression I got this morning when we called for the children. The more the merrier.
She's not feeling too drained, then?
Well, she's tired, obviously.
Yes, of course.
But she's so happy. I think she's enjoying having people around to share it.
Well, it would be nice. Goodness knows what time I'm going to see Alistair.
He's on call, is it?
Mm. And I've a feeling it's going to be one of those Sundays.
Join us, then. I made the casserole, so I know there's plenty to go round.
Even with Heather and Solly there?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, well, in that case.
Jill, oh, I'm glad you haven't gone. I didn't get a chance to congratulate you on your news.
Thank you, Janet.
How are they both? Doing well, I hope.
Yes, they're fine.
How big was he?
7.5 pounds.
Really?
I think about half that's his hair. I've never seen a baby with so much hair.
Oh, I'd love to see him. Benjamin, is it?
Benjamin David.
I'll try and pop over this afternoon. Do you think that'll be all right?
I'm sure it will.
You heard about the home delivery?
Yes, Betty Tucker told me. I gather David did brilliantly.
Oh, he's a living legend. They'll be singing folk songs in the ball.
Well, he did do a good job.
Yeah, he was great. From what I heard this morning, he'll be dining out on this for ages.
Well, if you'll excuse me, I'd better think about rounding up those children.
Yes, and I must find Daniel.
Shula, are you rushing off?
Well, no, I don't have to.
I was hoping you might have 5 minutes.
Well, look, why don't we take Daniel, if you're coming back anyway?
You're sure it's going to be okay with Ruth?
Positive.
Oh, fine. We'll do that then.
Good. I'll go and find Phil and the children, and we'll see you back there a bit later on.
Oh, thanks, Mum.
Bye, Janet.
Bye, Jill, and congratulations again.
Thank you.
So, what was it you wanted a word about? Do you mind if we pop into the vestry?
No, that's fine.
Look at him, the little pet.
He must have been hungry.
You can say that again.
Are you okay, love? Are you sore?
No, I'm fine.
He's got a good appetite. Like his dad.
Well, I reckon he has.
Well, he'll need it too, if he's going to be a prop forward by the time he's 16.
He's got the frame for it anyway. But no, he's going to be a fly half like Johnny Wilkinson.
Come on, he's only 2 days old.
That doesn't matter. We can see it, can't we, Solly? It's a man thing, you know.
Definitely.
You're mad, both of you. He'll probably hate rugby.
Quite right. He'd probably take up bowls.
What? Bowls?
Oh, lots of young people play bowls.
Not my son.
Why shouldn't he?
Well, no reason. He just won't, that's all.
You see, Mum, scratch a new man and what you find under the surface. Same old caveman.
I know, Pat.
Absolutely right. Now, who's for coffee?
Oh, I'd love a cup.
Great.
I wanted to stop on the motorway, but I wasn't allowed to. You were in too much of a hurry to get here.
Yeah, well, I won't deny it. I couldn't wait to see this gorgeous little lad. Oh, with his beautiful big blue eyes.
Coffee for you, Heather?
Oh, yes, please. I'd love one.
How about you, love?
I'll have a chamomile tea, please, David.
Right, you
are. Yeah. Has he got the windy pops there?
I think you've probably had enough, young man.
Have you got a burp and pet?
He seems to have managed that without my help.
Perhaps you ought to give him another little go.
Don't worry, I will.
Bah, he's a bonny lad.
The blue-eyed boy, aren't you, Ben?
Look at the way the corners of his mouth turn up. Just as if he's smiling.
I don't think he is, Dad.
I know that.
Who does that remind you of? Anyone in your family, David?
Oh, I can't think of anyone. There's the guy who comes round to service the Argo, though. He's got a grin like that.
David, you noticed?
Well, I think he's a puppet.
Oh, he's not your sort, Heather. Always smells of heating oil.
Oh, no, not him. This little chap.
Oh, I see.
Oh, you can both feel very proud of yourselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we didn't do badly, did we? Thanks to my management skills and innate leadership qualities.
Listen to him.
Well, let's just say I made an accurate appraisal of the situation before I took control.
In case you've forgotten, I did play some small part in the process.
Well, yeah.
Not to mention this little fella here.
Ah, you did your bit, didn't you, Ben?
Mm, it sounds as if the midwife was fairly important as well. What was her name? Samantha?
Sandra. She was brilliant.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
She got here just in time, dealt with the cord and the afterbirth and all that. No fuss, just cheerful efficiency. Wasn't it, David?
Yeah, she was a star.
She even made us both tea and toast before she went.
Wonderful. I got some toast in hospital after you were born, I remember.
Yeah, it's just the perfect thing, isn't it?
There you go, Heather.
Ah, thanks, David.
Sorry.
Oh, cheers, David.
Right, little chap. I think it's time you went in your little basket.
Oh, yes, his eyes are getting heavy.
Told you, just like his dad. A big meal, then straight off to sleep.
Oh, cheers, love.
There you are. In you go, little one.
Hello, Grandma. Hello, Grandpa.
Hello, Grandpa.
Hi,
Mum. Can I put him down, Mum?
He's just getting settled now. You can do it next time.
That's my new brother, Grandma. Oh. Josh says he's smelly, but I think he's nice.
So, it's good luck for tomorrow, then.
Oh, thank you. There's a big part of me that doesn't want to go.
Well, we'll miss you.
Well, I haven't got the job yet.
You know what I mean.
Yes.
You know, you've got some good friends here. You've made yourself a real part of the community.
I'd like to think so.
You have, believe me.
Do you know, I really felt that this morning, standing there in that pulpit, gazing down on all those familiar faces, including your mum and dad, looking so happy.
Yes. Mum's got a permanent smile on her face at the moment.
It's lovely to see.
I know.
I felt such a warmth from that little congregation. A real sense of people caring.
Well, they do.
It's something I've always wanted, to be part of a close community. And now I've got it. Here I am, turning my back on it.
And going off to Norfolk.
Possibly.
Yes, possibly.
Oh, I hope I'm doing the right thing.
Are you having doubts?
I don't think so, not really.
Because if you are, you don't have to go.
No.
You can always turn the job down, stay on here till things start to get clearer.
No, I can't do that.
You're sure?
Yes, it's definitely the right thing. It's just turning out to be more of a wrench than I thought it would be, that's all.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry, dumping all this stuff on you.
Oh, I don't mind, Janet. I'm glad you told me.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate it.
You've sat listening to my troubles often enough.
Well, anyway, I need to be more positive about this. It's a new start and a new opportunity.
Yeah. What time's your interview?
11:30, so I'm going to have to make an early start.
I'm hoping I can persuade Neil Carter to do some milking.
No, he's the chap with the pigs.
That's him. Nice guy, very reliable.
Trouble is, he's pretty busy.
Always the way with good people.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll ask him, even if he can do only a couple of mornings a week.
Come on, Pip, you're taking an awful long time over this present.
I know.
That's because it's for Benjamin, isn't it? If it was a present for you, you'd be wearing it by now, wouldn't you, Pip?
How are we getting on in here?
Oh, nearly done. How long till lunch?
About 10 minutes.
Oh, great.
Here, there you are, Solly. You can open the bubbly.
All right.
Whoa, that looks good stuff.
It is.
Can you get me some glasses?
Yeah, sure can.
Orange juice for me, please.
Okay.
And how are you getting on, Ben? Have you unwrapped it yet?
Nearly.
And what's that?
It's a clown.
Oh, that's lovely. Look, David.
Oh, great. What does it do? Hang from the ceiling?
Oh, yes, or you can hang it from his cot, wherever he can see it.
Brilliant.
Oh, well, couldn't resist him, could we, Solly?
Certainly couldn't. Are you ready with them glasses, David?
Yep, there you go.
Ben, you've got a clown.
No, don't wake him up.
We'll show him the clown later, Patty.
Oh, there we are. Great.
I think we'd better find something to go in your glass, hadn't we, Pip? If we're having a toast.
Toast?
No, not that sort of toast.
You know, the clinking your glasses together sort of toast. It's what we do when we celebrate something, like your new little brother.
Can I do it too?
Of course you can, sweetheart. What have we got, Sally?
Oh, there's lemonade, orange, blackcurrant.
Lemonade.
Oh, lemonade it is, then. Let's pour you some while Grandpa does the champagne.
Heather, you couldn't give me a hand to bring the starters through?
Of course I can.
Hang on, Mum. We're just going to raise a glass to Ben.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
Heather?
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Here's your lemonade, Pat.
Where's Phil?
In the sitting room with Josh. They're reading his new book.
I don't think Josh is all that enamoured with young Benjamin here.
He's not. He's having a sulk.
Well, it's a lot to take in, poor little chap.
Right. Excuse me. Here is your orange, love.
Thanks.
So, over to you, Solly.
Well, I'd just like to say how happy we are to be here, Heather and I, to share this grand occasion.
It's lovely to have you both.
Yeah, yeah.
Now I'd ask you all to raise your glasses to young Benjamin David.
To Benjamin,
Benjamin David.
Here's wishing him a long and a happy life.
Sid's setting a fine example.
See you then, Betty.
Morning, Neil.
Hello, Sid. Are you training for the fun run?
No, not specially. Just my normal Monday workout.
Good on you.
Mind you, I've done a bit further this morning. A couple of extra miles.
Oh, yeah?
And what about you? You going to do some training before the day?
Oh, I'm not sure I'm entering yet.
Hey, come on. We won a full turnout from the cricket team. It's good cause, remember?
Yeah, maybe, but some of us have got a living to make.
Yeah, including me.
To be honest, I've taken on some contract work over Prenny Asset. Big arable farmers, the Wilsons. Do you know them?
No, I can't say.
Well, anyway, they want a tractor driver just through the busy period. I don't know what hours they're going to want, though.
You aren't the only one doing unsocial hours.
Yeah, I know, but I've got me pigs to do before I even start, remember?
Well, anyway, see what you can do, eh?
I'll think about it.
Good. Right, I'd better be on my way.
Yeah, me too. We've got a vermin shoot over the estate this morning. I'm picking up Eddie.
Hey, up. It's the home delivery service.
Oh, yeah. You heard about that, then?
Yeah, who hasn't? It was the talk of the bar on Friday night.
Susan had hour two in hospital, I'm glad to say.
Ah, it's different for you farmers, I reckon. You're closer to these things.
It's hardly the same as carving a cow.
Well, it is in principle.
I wouldn't say that in front of Ruth Archer.
No, don't worry, I'm not mad. Oh, morning.
David.
And congratulations on your happy event.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks a lot.
We were just saying what a good job you did. They could do with you in the NHS.
No, once is enough. From now on, I'll leave it to the professionals.
So there's going to be more, is there?
Oh, I didn't mean that.
Well, anyway, there's drinks on the house next time you're in.
Oh,
got to wet the baby's head, haven't we?
Cheers, Sid. Maybe I'll pop in at lunchtime.
Yeah, you do that. Now, I'd better be on my way.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, hang on, Neil, can I have a quick word?
I'll leave you to it, then. See you later.
Yeah, see ya.
Bye, Sid.
Look, I'm sorry, David, I'm a bit pushed this morning.
No, I just wanted to ask you a favour.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we're a little bit stretched at the moment, what with a new baby.
Oh, yeah, I know what it's like. I was that busy when our Christopher was born. Some days I thought I was going to meet myself coming home.
Yeah, well, that's why we're looking for someone to do a bit of casual work.
What sort?
Well, milking, mostly. I need someone good, so, of course, the first person I thought of was you.
Is this the last one?
I'm exhausted.
Come on, Nigel. You're out of condition. It's only three flights.
It's a bit dark up here.
Now then, which one of these, I wonder?
Amazing picture.
Hideous, isn't it? That's the one. Hang on, let's get the light. There we are. Come on in.
Thanks.
Welcome to Flat 4, Linden House.
Oh, it's great.
It's not much of a hall, but the living room is wonderful.
Fine.
Go on through, Elizabeth. It's the one on the left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this is very nice.
Yes. Super, very spacious.
That's what I liked about it. And how about the view?
Oh, yeah. Brilliant. Is that the cricket ground out there?
Yeah.
There you are, then. You can sublet for some vast sum whenever there's a big match on.
I'm not sure how much you'll see when the trees are in full leaf.
Ah, yeah, that's a good point.
You'll see the river.
Definitely. And it's facing west, so there should be some good sunset.
Absolutely.
What do you think of the windows? Aren't they wonderful?
Yeah.
I'm so glad they haven't put in those awful hardwood things.
I know, they look terrible.
I mean, what's wrong with the original? You just slide them up.
Oh, here, let me have a go. Oh,
thanks, Nigel.
It's a bit stiff.
I don't think anyone's opened that one for a while.
Oh, go on, you stupid thing.
Oh, don't worry, Nigel. I'll get the agent to get it fixed.
You are going to take it, then?
I think so. It's basically got everything I'm looking for.
Oh, well then.
Plus, it's available as from now.
Well, there's nothing wrong with this sofa. I could doze off on here, no trouble at all.
Nigel, you can doze off anywhere.
True, but this is exceptionally comfortable. Well, considering...
That it looks a bit of a wreck.
I wasn't going to say that.
Well, it does.
It's seen rather more gracious times, like all of us.
Well, you can always put some loose covers on it.
Exactly. Or just a throw or something.
Yeah, why not?
Anyway, that's the living room. Let's show you the rest of the place.
Come out, you silly beggar. You can't hide from me.
He shouldn't be in here. You know Clary don't like it.
Oh, Clary don't understand. I need human company.
So do Linda Snell's goats, but you don't have them in for breakfast.
Oh, come on, Ollie. Oh, stop playing silly beggars.
Now here's one I like. Oh,
look, can you leave that and give us a hand?
Have a listen to this one. Bring a tear to your eye, this will.
Oh, blimey. Hey. Oh, here we go. Ollie.
Wonder her best, this is. She used to sing it to the troops, you know.
Oh, that a fact.
80 she'll be day after tomorrow. Wonderful woman.
Maybe I'll try me some grub. Here, pass us a bit of that bacon, will you?
You can't give him that.
Why not? You ain't going to eat it.
It's a waste. Good food, that is.
Just pass it over here and turn that racket down.
You know your trouble, Eddie. You ain't got no taste.
There you go, Ollie. Nice bit of streaky for you. Come on. Come on, have a nibble.
You wouldn't be wasting grub like that if we had a war on.
Ollie. Here, Ollie. Lovely bacon.
Folks knew the value of food in them days. Being a farmer meant something. With respect.
Ollie, are you coming out of there? Or am I going to have to force you eat?
No. We shan't see them days again. Not in my lifetime.
Oh, blimey. It's 9:30 already.
You can't go out till that ferret's back in his cage.
I know that. Come on in, Neil.
Morning.
How do, Neil?
Who are you in a tick, mate?
What's going on?
Oh, listen to that, Neil. Does she sing as sweet as a skylark?
Yeah.
Right. This is your last chance, you daft animal. Either you're out of there now, or I'm coming behind there with Clary's muck.
Look, maybe I'll go and wait in the car, eh?
You see how easy it is walking to the city centre? I really like that.
It's very convenient,
and it's a really quiet road. It's not a rat run or anything.
The bedrooms are nice and, compact.
Small, you mean?
Well.
It's all right, Nigel. They must seem tiny to you, but they're fine for me.
Absolutely.
So... you like it, both of you?
Yes.
Definitely.
It's all right. I can tell you didn't.
Yes, we did.
You're thinking, how can I bear to leave my lovely room in Lower Loxley for that place?
Not at all.
Well, yes, the thought had crossed my mind, actually.
I'm sure it did.
All right, so it's well situated and is instantly available. Let's be honest, it has got certain drawbacks.
The decor? Yes, I know it's not wonderful, but I can live with it. I could easily spend another 2 or 3 weeks looking around.
Yeah, and you know you'd be welcome to spend them with us.
I do. Thank you. Maybe I would find something better.
Or maybe not.
Quite. The point is, I've reached a time when I'm ready to move on. I need to make a fresh start.
Trouble is, our Clary ain't a great lover of the ferret.
I can't say I blame her. She reckons ain't worth the trouble. They don't earn the keep, like.
Well, they bring back a few rabbits.
Yeah, but you could get them with a good.
He's a nippy little devil, isn't he, that Ollie?
Nippy's the word. Look at my thumb.
No, I meant speed. He was in behind those kitchen units quick as a bullet.
Yeah, he's fast, all right.
You want to race him, that's what you want to do. Something a bit different.
Hold on.
What is it?
There, look. By the tree stump.
It's a paper bag, you plonker.
You sure?
Come on, Eddie. Get yourself some glasses.
So it is. Thought it was a fox.
I can see Clary's point, though.
What about?
The ferrets. Is her working all hours and you mucking about with them things half the day?
Oh, it ain't like that.
Well, that's how it looks to her, I shouldn't wonder.
Yeah, might be.
You ain't got the farm no more. You're like me. You've got to be out scratching a living from where you can.
Oh, don't I know it.
And when there is work about, it all comes at once.
Oh, yeah. What are you into, then?
Oh, I just had David Archer wanting me to do some relief milking. I had to turn him down.
That's a shame.
I know. Well, I'm meant to be doing some tractor work over Penny Asset, and I can't let him down.
Kneel me, old mate. You are a genius.
Am I?
What did you say back there about getting them to do something different?
Of course, my dear mother was well known for her midwifery skills all over the district.
Is that right, Joe?
Mm. Amazing.
Oh, well, there's been the night when the wind was howling and the rain was lashing on the winders, and some poor little maid would come to the door. Please, can you come, she'd say. My mum started. And off would go mother out into the night.
What a woman.
Before the war, this was.
Morning.
Eddie.
Morning, Eddie.
Hello, you two. How did the shooting go?
Oh, not too bad. Yeah. Flushed out a couple of foxes, didn't we?
Yeah, Greg Turner seemed happy enough.
Must have had a good day, then. OK, Neil, what are you having?
No, there's a couple here waiting for you. On the house. We're wetting the baby's head this morning. Young Benjamin Archer.
Nice one, Sid.
Joe told me you were coming in. There you go.
Oh. Cheers, then.
Yeah, cheers.
Cheers.
So, how's it going, David? Mother and son doing all right?
Yeah, fine, thanks, Eddie.
Didn't you play a blinder on the day?
Yeah, well done, David.
Oh, well, you know.
Rather you than me, though.
Well, you don't have a lot of choice, do you? You just have to get on and do it.
Yeah, just like the lambing shed, really.
Well, not exactly.
Oh, I reckon it's all them tips you picked up watching the master at work.
Oh, can't even master your own ferrets.
Right, well, on this auspicious occasion, I reckon we ought to raise our glasses to young Benjamin.
Yeah, definitely.
The new archer at Brookfield.
Benjamin.
Well, thanks a lot, Jackson.
Speaking of which, Neil was telling me you might be needing a bit of extra help with the milking, David.
Yeah, possibly.
If you're looking for a good herdsman, you're going to have to look no further.
Yeah. Cheers, Eddie.
You know how long I was milking over Grange Farm?
Yeah.
Frankly, you couldn't put your cows in better hands, if I say so myself.
At Brookfield, there's a mess to be cleared up.
Use the mop. You'll probably find it easier.
Oh, thanks, Jill. Oh, what a mess.
I was expecting to do quite a bit of this over the weekend up at Rickyard Cottage.
Oh, aye.
But Linda's left a place spotless.
If only all the guests would leave it like that, eh, Jill?
Absolutely.
Well, just seems to have made a right old mess in here.
Oh, dear. There's baked beans all the way up the wall, look.
For a little lad, he's got a powerful throat.
I think I'm going to have to stand on the chair to get to those top ones.
Just you be careful, Jill.
Yeah, don't worry.
We could always leave them there, Jill. A little memento of Josh at four.
Oh, yes.
And when he's 18, we can point out the dried-up beans and say, that's where you had a tantrum over your new little brother.
Poor lad. You wouldn't want to embarrass him.
And you, Benjamin David, the cause of it all. You were blissfully unconcerned by the whole incident, weren't you?
Aye, a little bit.
Yes, you were.
Oh, Jill, do be careful.
Don't worry, I'm fine. Oh, yeah, I think I can just about...
Let's hold the chair. That's got it.
Well done.
Jill, whatever are you doing?
It's okay. I'm coming down now.
Here, take my arm.
Thank you, Solly.
How is he, Dad?
Oh, fine.
Good.
He wants a drink of blackcurrant.
Okay, do you know where it is?
Oh, up here, is it?
That's it. And the glasses are in the one to the right.
We're compiling a list of all the good things and all the bad things about babies.
And which is the longest?
Oh, I'm afraid the bad things considerably outnumber the good ones.
There's a surprise.
The main bad points are they're useless at playing with Harry Potter toys. They're smelly when they have the nappies changed. And they stop Mummy from helping you draw a picture.
Oh.
On the plus side, well, all we've got so far is that they never give you an argument over which video to watch.
It sounds like you're doing a grand job, Solly.
Oh, we're getting there.
Something they do in Turkey is we discovered, didn't we, Solly?
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that.
It seems to be the custom there to generally rubbish the new arrivals, but the toddler doesn't feel left out.
Oh, Ben, you're wonderful.
Yeah.
Hi, Dad. Everything OK?
Yeah, the ewes are fine. One of the Herefords has got a limp, though. I'm wondering if it could be an abscess.
Oh, right. Well, we'd better get her in, then.
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. I couldn't help thinking about the hunt. Times I've watched them galloping across that meadow.
Then you reckon this could be the end of it?
Oh, it's looking fairly dicey.
Oh, it's one commons vote, that's all. And we've been here before, remember?
No. Oh, well, if they do, Bennett, your mother's going to be pleased.
Yeah, she's never been much of a fan, has she?
No, oh, perhaps she's right. Perhaps it has outlived its usefulness.
Yeah, oh, come on, the hunt's always done a pretty good job round here.
Well, I thought so.
Never had a lot of trouble with foxes.
No.
And let's face it, we've been glad enough to send them our casualties over the years.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to do about this cow, then?
Well, I thought you and I might go up there with the box. How are you fixed tomorrow morning?
Fine. Can you manage that?
Yes, that should be all right.
All right. Well, I'll give Alistair a ring tonight. We'd better get him to look at it.
All right. Well, I'll go and find your mother. She'll be wanting to get home and see to the supper.
OK.
Of course, Shula won't be happy if they go for a ban.
I wouldn't worry, Dad. He could still end up with a good old British compromise.
What, this middle way, you mean?
Yeah, tied all down with a bit more regulation. Oh, listen, before you go, I spoke to Neil.
And what did he say?
No can do, I'm afraid.
Oh, pity.
He's taken on some tractor work, apparently, over at Penny Hatted.
Well, he's a conscientious chap. He's bound to be in demand.
Yeah. I had an offer of sorts from Eddie Grundy.
Eddie?
Yeah, he said he'd take on morning milking as often as we wanted.
Well, I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah, well, don't worry, I said no.
Oh, good.
I mean, the odd shift in the lambing shed's one thing, but taking charge of the dairy...
Yeah, quite.
Ruth would have apoplexy. She'd be out there doing it herself.
Yeah. Well, look, if you want me to do a few...
No. But thanks for the offer.
No, I'm serious. I know what it's like with the new baby in the house. You're bound to be in for some difficult nights.
Oh, we'll manage.
Yes, I'm sure you will, but if I can help in any way...
You're doing enough already, checking the stock.
Now, I meant the milking.
Dad, you're retired. The days of you standing in that draughty old parlour are over.
What happens in those Turkish villages? When a woman has a new baby, there's all the aunts and the uncles and the grandparents around. So the children don't feel like they've been shut out.
I hope Pip and Josh don't feel shut out.
Of course they don't. What are you talking about, man?
Oh, I'm not saying that, Pet. You're a wonderful mother.
I do me best.
I'm just saying that where they've got these big families around them, the sudden arrival of this new person doesn't seem like such a big event.
Look at him, Pet. He's a right little armchair agony aunt when he gets going.
Just making me observations on life's rich tapestry.
Yeah, and it's very interesting.
Well, I think so.
If I could just bring us back down to earth. How's that for peppers? Do you think there'll be enough?
Yeah, plenty. David's not a great fan.
All righto.
Thanks, Mum.
Now, I'll put this in the slow oven, shall I? You won't be eating for ages yet.
Doubt it.
There we are, then.
Why I'm letting you make our supper for us, I don't know. I'm perfectly capable.
Just you sit and take it easy while you've got the chance.
You're spoiling me.
Good. That's what we're here for, isn't it, Solly?
Certainly is.
Any chance of a cup of tea?
Of course there is, Ped. I'll put the kettle on.
Oh, great. Hey, come on in, Bert.
Hi,
Bert.
Bert and I have got a bit of business to talk about.
Oh, have we?
Where's Ben, love?
I took him through to the sitting room. I thought it might be a bit quieter there.
Yeah, he wouldn't have to listen to us yakking away 15 to the dozen.
All right, here you are, Bert. Come on, sit down.
Oh, tough.
Right, Solly. I think this is our cue to head upstairs.
Is it?
Oh, no, don't let us push you out.
You know, it's time we were getting ready anyway.
All right. We'll see you all later, then.
There's plenty of hot water, by the way, if you want a bath or a shower.
Thanks, Ruth. Bye, Bert.
Bye.
You got any biscuits, love?
Yeah, in the tin.
That's all right, I'll get them.
No, I'll get them. If I sit around any longer, I'll be taking root.
Oh, OK.
So, what's this bit of business you want to talk about, David?
It's about, with the new baby coming.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, love. Go on, help yourself, Bert.
Oh, well, we don't mind if I do.
See, the thing is, Bert, it's bound to put a bit of pressure on us, you know, me and Ruth.
Babies usually do.
And, well, it could mean a few changes to the work routine.
Do you? I hope you're not going to ask me to do a lot of milking. Because I'm not sure I could agree. I'd have to give a great deal of thought to that.
More coffee, anyone? Solly?
Oh, not for me, thanks, Jill. I've done fine.
Oh, yes, it was absolutely delicious, Jill.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, well, now then, I've got something to show you. If you'll just excuse me a second.
Oh, yes.
I think you'll both be interested in this.
I think perhaps we need to make a bit of space.
Oh, yes, good idea, Jill.
What's this then, Phil? Got a surprise for us?
Well, of sorts.
My goodness, is that a Bible?
It certainly is. It's been in the family since the late 1800s.
It's huge.
Well, we dug it out when we were moving, didn't we, Jill?
Yes.
It's been in a cupboard for ages. Now then, what do you think of that?
Oh, Phil, that's wonderful. All the names. Here, Solly, look at this.
Oh, incredible.
Isn't it?
There you see. John. Oh. That's Phil's grandfather.
Oh. Look at the gorgeous writing.
He was the first tenant of Brookfield. He got the tenancy when he was only 25.
Well, he must have done quite well then.
Not necessarily.
Bad times, were they?
Pretty bad. And that's my father, you see. Uh-huh. Married Doris in 1921.
And that was Mr. Forrest's sister, the gamekeeper.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, we met him, didn't we?
Oh,
yes, you did. Lovely man, Uncle Tom. Mm.
Of course, my father inherited the tenancy. The place belonged to Squire Lawson Hope.
So when did they buy it?
1954, when the estate was sold.
Mm, must have been a risk.
Mm, it was. I mean, there was a lot of support for farmers at that time, just after the war.
Oh, yes.
But no one knew how long it was going to last.
Oh, what a wonderful history. And what a heritage for young Benjamin.
Well, there he is. Look, I put his name in as well.
Oh, Solly, isn't that lovely? Benjamin David Archer. Born the 15th of March, 2002.
Well, let's hope the place is still going strong when it's time for him and the others to take over. Well, if they want to, of course.
We all hope that.
Mm, well, I think we can be reasonably optimistic.
Can we? What about the last few years?
Well, I'm not sure it's been any harder than John had it in the 1890s.
No, I suppose not.
Oh, it's like I say to David, my little homily.
The one that always makes him groan.
You take care of the land, and the land will always take care of you.
Hear, hear.
Hello, love. Are you asleep? Mm. Oh, you were asleep. I'm sorry.
What time is it?
9 o'clock.
9 o'clock? Is Ben all right?
Well, look at him. Sleeping like a baby.
Do you realise he's been asleep for over 3 hours?
Really?
Well, what time was it when you came in for a cup of tea?
Straight after milking, about 6:30.
Well, he was asleep then, wasn't he?
Yeah, that's right.
He was definitely asleep when Healy was here.
Oh, she called, didn't she?
Yeah. You've been a long time.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, I wanted to get the forager finished. And then I had to move the crush down for when Alistair comes tomorrow.
Never mind. We can have a nice, quiet supper.
Yeah.
You don't think Josh is seriously upset by all this?
No, of course not.
He did throw his tea at the wall.
Well, it's just temper. He's probably inherited it off me.
I don't see you flinging your tea at the wall.
Oh. If you'd come in the yard an hour ago, you'd have seen me doing GBH to a forage harvester. It's the same thing, really.
We must make sure we give them lots of attention.
Well, we will.
Even if it means we overcompensate.
Yeah. Well, we'll find the time somehow.
Why did Bert have to be so awkward about the milking?
Oh, come on, love, he's 65 years old. I was telling Dad he shouldn't be in the cold milking parlour at his age.
Even so.
No, no, it's the same for Bert. We can't expect him to do it either. Milking's a young man's game.
So what do we do?
Well, I'll have to do it. For the time being, anyway.
You'll be exhausted.
Yeah, well, won't be forever. And this is the time when we need to be building the business.
I know.
After all, it's for those three. That's why we're going to do it.
There's an awkward encounter at Honeysuckle Cottage.
Hello, Siobhan.
Tim.
Sorry, I didn't mean to startle you.
I thought you'd be at the surgery.
And that's why you're here.
Well, no.
No, I brought some stuff home last night, and like an idiot, I went off without it.
How are you?
Okay. You?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine.
That's good.
Look, I just wanted to sort out my CDs. You don't mind?
No, of course not.
They're the ones I'm going to take. Do you want to look through them?
No, I'm not bothered.
I think you should. There may be something you want.
Fine.
I've got a flat, by the way, in Felpersham.
That was quick.
Well, you know what it's like when you're in someone else's house.
Yeah, but Lower Loxley, it's so big, that place, you could lose yourself in there.
Not really.
I bet you could live in some far corner and never see Nigel and Elizabeth.
You'd be surprised. If you take out the areas that get used for corporate dues, it's not that enormous, actually.
Come on.
Well, anyway, I decided to get my own place.
Right.
I should be moving on Friday, if all goes to plan.
You are in a hurry.
It's in Victoria Road. Do you know it?
Is that over towards the cricket ground?
Yeah, that's it. Leads off the Borchester Road.
Oh, very nice. You're in one of those rambling old Edwardian places.
I am, actually. Top flat.
Well, I hope it all goes very smoothly.
Thanks.
Are you going to give me an address?
I'm just getting some cards printed. I was going to send you one of those.
Well, just add me to the list. Fine.
All right. I'll give it to you now.
Well, we'll need to be in contact. Something may come up.
Yeah, you're quite right. Sorry, I can't give you the phone number. I don't know it yet.
Well, that's okay. I can always get you on your mobile.
There you go, then.
Thank you. I'll leave you to it. I must get back to the surgery.
Well, you haven't looked at the CDs.
No, just take whatever you want.
There's the Annie Lennox.
Just take it.
You used to like it once.
Yeah. I did, didn't I? Well, that was then. It's different now. See ya.
Hi, Janet.
Hello, Shula.
That was good timing. I was about to drive away again.
I just felt like a run.
Oh, you'll be storming ahead in the fun run.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm well out of practice.
I'm glad I caught you. I was wondering how you got on yesterday.
Oh, well, I thought I got on okay, but it seems the interview panel didn't agree.
Oh, you didn't get the job?
No, afraid not.
Oh, Janet.
I had a phone call this morning. Very impressed with my performance. All the right experience, blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately, I didn't quite fit the profile they had in mind.
I am sorry. Did they give you any feedback?
Oh, nothing that made much sense. He kept on about having to balance conflicting expectations. It sounded like so much hot air.
Really?
I mean, what was he really saying? That congregations vary? Now there's a revelation.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mustn't get bitter.
You think there was another reason?
Well, it's bound to cross your mind.
If they're still living in the Dark Ages, is it a parish you'd want to be in anyway?
Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself. I'm not entirely convinced, though.
Oh. Look, I won't keep you now.
Oh, no, I've got to get changed, I'm afraid.
What are you doing this week? Do you fancy coming over for supper one night?
Oh, sure, I'd love to.
Great. We can have a good chat about it all.
Maybe I'll have a better perspective on it by then.
Oh, yes.
I've made an appointment to see the bishop.
Oh.
He's going to contact his chum in Norfolk. Try and find out some of the background.
Good.
Oh, Schuler, I am sorry. I haven't even asked about Daniel. You were taking him to the hospital.
Oh, yes. Well, they're very pleased with him.
Oh, that's great.
They've fitted him with some new splints. He's not finding them all that easy.
No.
But we're keeping up the exercises and, well, overall, we're definitely making progress.
Oh, so glad.
Now, I must go.
Okay, thanks for dropping by.
No problem.
Hello, Schuler.
Hi, Tim.
See you, Janet.
Bye.
Well, how's the run?
Fine, thanks. Have you been out to lunch?
No, I nipped home, actually. Bumped into Siobhan.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, she's got herself a flat in Felpersham. I'm not sure she was even going to tell me about it.
I am sorry, Tim.
Yeah.
Look, I must go and change.
Oh, yes, of course.
Only I'm seeing someone at 2:15. Perhaps I'll see you later.
Hello, you two. You on your own?
Oh, hi, Alistair. Yeah, I haven't turned up yet. Typical jazzer.
Yeah, and they've got the van. We had to walk it.
Oh, they'll be along soon. They better be.
So, how's it going, the music?
It's pretty good. And you ought to come down and check it out, Alistair.
Yeah, I'd like that.
We'll come down tonight if you want. We're playing pretty tight at the moment.
Tonight will be difficult, I'm afraid.
Oh, right.
We've got someone coming round for supper.
Bring them as well.
Don't think this chap will be quite so keen.
That's a pity. We've got a great new riff, haven't we, Phil? Yeah. Blow your head off.
It's good.
And will this be a song, then?
Oh, yeah, when we finish work on it.
Well, I look forward to hearing it.
Yeah, any time.
Right. I'll leave you to it. I hope you won't be waiting around too long.
No, that'll be along in a minute.
Oh, Alistair, there's something we were going to ask you.
Yeah?
You haven't got some sort of heater we can put in there? It's freezing sometimes.
Don't say that again.
Well, we have, actually. One of those gas ones.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, it's not easy playing with 10 layers on.
OK, I'll bring it down.
Thanks a lot.
It's a bit greedy on the gas, so I'd appreciate it if you'd run it sparingly.
Oh, don't worry. We'll just use it to take chill off, OK?
Fine. I'll go and fetch it, then.
Thanks.
Oh, here they are. Last.
Yeah, I wonder what excuse they got this time.
I can't imagine why they turned her down. It seems mad to me.
It's hard to say without knowing the other candidates.
Well, come on, you're in the church. How many vicars do you know of her calibre?
You don't have to convince me. She's a remarkable person.
So how can they afford to let her go?
Well, they haven't exactly let her go. Someone's decided she's not quite right for this particular job, that's all.
Well, if I were the bishop over there, I think I'd be questioning their competence.
Here we are.
Oh, thanks, darling.
Of course I don't want her to go. She'll be a real loss to the village.
We were just talking about Janet. I told you she didn't get the job.
Yes, it's a shame.
It is for her.
Coffee, Tim?
Please.
Right. So, she's still keeping up with the running, then?
Yes, she'd just come back when I saw her. I think she'd done about 5 miles. Is that right, Tim?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, good for her. There you go.
Thanks.
Julia?
Please.
I'm thinking of entering this fun run myself. I can't see me doing much training.
Well, you should do.
Support the community and all that. There we are, love.
Thanks.
Well, it's taking a fair bit of organisation, apparently, according to Caroline.
That would do.
Oh, Tim, you might be interested in this. There's a chamber concert on in Felpersham, the Victoria Hall.
Oh, yes. When's this?
Next Monday. Caroline told me about it. We're going with her and Oliver as a foursome, aren't we?
Yeah. It's a nice mix of music, some modern stuff, and some Haydn. Plus a couple of Baroque pieces. Albinoni, I think.
That's right.
Quite a good blend, we thought. The old and the new.
I've got a feeling I'm tied up on Monday.
Ah.
And to be honest, I'm a bit off high culture at the moment. I've been playing my old heavy metal stuff, Iron Maiden, you know. What's so funny?
Oh, we've got a bit of that going on in our barn right now.
Ah, yes. Oh, this will be young Ed Grundy's outfit.
Mm. That's it. They call themselves Dross.
You're very good giving them room to practice.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it goes.
You know what really gets me about this job of Janet's? She wouldn't have contemplated it if it hadn't been for me.
You don't know that for sure.
Believe me, I do.
You don't think she might be ready for a career move anyway?
Career doesn't come into it with Janet. She loves this place. She feels part of the community.
Well, that's true. She told me herself.
And because of me, she's going to have to get out and go for something she doesn't really want.
Oh, I'm not sure it's quite like that.
Well, I am. It ought to be me that's going, not her. Oh, look, I'm sorry. I'm on call tonight.
No, no, it's fine. Can't be helped. Do you want to take it outside?
Yeah, is that okay?
Fine. Go on through to the hall.
Thanks. I hope this isn't going to be the end of a nice evening.
Yes, so do we.
Excuse me.
Well, he's not a happy bunny, is he?
No. Poor Tim.
Is he right? Is he the sole reason she's going away?
I think he might be.
It all seems a bit over the top to me.
In what way?
Well, maybe I'm being simplistic, but he's obviously really in love with her, and if she feels the same about him, why does anyone have to leave?
OK, see you, guys.
Yeah, see ya.
And drive carefully.
Why is it we always get here first and Tuesday gets left to clear up?
Because we're the sad guys who live in Ambridge and don't have any wheels.
Yeah, what a dump.
Come on, let's make the place tidy. Then get a drink down home.
Yeah, all right.
Can you grab the bin liner? Shove the beer cans in there.
It's still freezing in here. With that thing on.
It's a concession, though. You're getting really solid, you and Jasper.
Yeah, well, he's singing all right, considering he's been out of his head most of the day.
What's he been on?
Usual stuff. He's getting some more next week.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, are we picking up these dog ends?
What do you think? We're going to use the place again.
Yeah, all right.
You done any more about job?
I don't care, though. I'm spending all my time painting shelters at the memorial park.
Well, what about that letter you had from the career people?
I binned it, didn't I?
Oh, Ed.
Well, it's a waste of time. As soon as they find out about my record, they don't want to know.
Well, you've got to put that behind you sometime.
Yeah, well, I would. It's everyone else.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, come on, that'll do. Let's get out of here.
Well, let's just turn the heat off.
Oh, you finished?
Yeah, packed it in early.
Oh, it's a shame. I was hoping to catch some of it.
Yeah, we were good tonight.
Yeah, went okay.
Oh, well, another time then.
Yeah, I've got this bag of rubbish. Where shall I put it?
Can you leave it by the dustbins round in the yard?
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll see you then.
Yeah, night, Ed.
Yeah, see you, Alistair.
Hang on a minute, Fallon. Can I have a quick word?
Yeah, sure. I'll see you outside, Ed.
Yeah, all right.
There's nothing wrong, sir. Well, we haven't had the heater on the whole time.
No, it's not that. It's the smell in here.
Oh, that, well...
I know what it is, Fallon. I'd just rather you didn't do it in here, OK?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So, if you want to go on using the place...
Oh, no, we do, definitely.
Well, then.
You can rely on me, Alistair. I'll get it sorted. I promise.
Betty suspects there's something afoot.
Well, it's a really sad day. You're going to be missed in this village.
Oh, Betty. I'm not going to be far away. It's only over at Felpersham.
Is it a nice place you're going to?
I think so. It's a flat, not far from the river.
It's lovely, Betty. It's got super views.
Oh, high up then, are you?
Not that high. It's on the third floor.
It's one of those nice old Edwardian houses with the high ceilings.
Oh, lovely. And have you got to get a lot of furniture?
No. Fully furnished.
I see. Only I thought with a hire van outside.
Ah, bad, no. That's mostly my books and stuff in there.
Oh, goodness, you must have an awful lot of books.
Yeah, you don't realise until you move. I'm so glad I've got Elizabeth to help me.
Oh, we'll soon get it sorted, don't worry.
Not very nice day for moving, is it?
No. But I expect we'll cope.
Well, at least you won't have to bother about shopping when you get there. That's £10.30, please.
Oh, right, there you go, Betty.
Thanks.
And that's something else I'm going to miss. This shop.
What, with all those wonderful supermarkets on your doorstep?
Ah, but they won't give me the personal service I've had here.
Oh, we do our best.
Right, I'll say cheerio then, Betty.
Yeah, I hope it works out all right for you.
Thanks.
Mind you keep in touch, won't you?
Betty,
Betty, have you seen this appalling news in today's Echo?
Afternoon, Linda.
Hi, Linda.
Oh, Siobhan, now you'll be interested in this. Have a look at that.
This wouldn't be the piece on the new housing application.
You've seen it, Betty.
Well, you're not the first one in here spitting nails.
It's the sheer duplicity of the man that gets my goat. No sooner is he forced to withdraw one unsuitable scheme than he slaps in something equally ridiculous.
This would be Matt Crawford, I presume.
Who else?
25 six-bedroom homes. That's massive.
Six bedrooms?
So nonsense.
And four low-cost starter homes.
Nothing but a fig leaf. It's the barefaced nerve of the man that I find so hard to stomach.
Oh, I'll say this for Matt. When he goes for something, he goes for it big time.
Well, obviously, we need to reactivate our campaign without further delay.
Well, I'll be thinking of you, Linda.
Aren't you going to be involved?
Unfortunately, I've got too many other things on at the moment. Bye, Betty.
Yeah, bye, Siobhan, and good luck.
Thanks.
Bye, Elizabeth.
See you, Betty.
Well, I do think she might have taken it a little more seriously.
Don't worry, Linda. I'm sure you'll find plenty of support.
I hope so.
Mind you, some would say that a bit of new life in this village would be the best thing for it.
So, that's it. Bye-bye, Ambridge.
Sounds very final.
Well, you can't look back, so they tell me.
I suppose not.
When I think how we were when we first found the cottage, Tim and me, we thought it was just magical.
Well, it is.
I don't mean that. It was all this romantic nonsense about how the place was going to make us happy again. We were so naive.
So things weren't right between you even then?
To be honest, they weren't. But you can't see it at the time, can you?
No, you did right there.
Of course you know, don't you?
Cameron Fraser. I look back on all that now and it seems inexplicable. Yet the feelings were so real at the time.
I know.
It's like you say, we have to move on.
One thing I've learned out of all of this, it's not the place that makes you happy. That's just the scenery.
Yep.
It's the people that count. Doesn't matter where you live.
So you won't be looking back then?
Did I say that?
You did.
Well, maybe just the odd glance.
Good.
There are still people in Ambridge who are important to me. I can't see that changing in a hurry.
Now then, how'd you like your tea?
With lemon, please.
And how was your journey over?
Fine, thanks. Had a clear run in.
I'm afraid it might not be so easy going the other way. There you are.
Oh, thanks.
Now then, I've had a word in the appropriate ear over in Norfolk.
Oh, you have?
The position at St. Peter's seems to be that while they were very impressed with you, they felt that the other chap might be better suited to their particular ministry.
And what did they mean by that?
I gather they're at the centre of a fairly large housing area.
It's huge, mostly private estate.
With a high proportion of young families, apparently.
I suggested a lot of things to cater for them, not just in the worship, but out in the community as well.
I'm sure they were much appreciated.
They don't seem to have been.
The chap they appointed had a young family himself.
And a woman on her own couldn't possibly understand family problems, of course.
People's perceptions are important, too. Perhaps they felt the conventional family man might seem more approachable to their particular community.
Rather than the oddball woman who drives around in a beaten-up old Herald.
You really mustn't see this as a slur on you. You're a person with remarkable gifts.
Am I?
Absolutely, and it's the church's job to see that they're used in the place where they can do most good.
If it exists.
Janet, this was your first application. It's bound to take time to find the right opening.
Yes, I know. I'm being too impatient.
And how are things in Ambridge? Is it still difficult?
I'm afraid it is. Maybe more so. Tim and Siobhan have separated.
Ah.
Sometimes when I'm with him in a surgery, it feels almost unbearable.
I know.
I hate what it's doing to him, and I hate what it's doing to me. It seems the very opposite of what we're meant to be about.
Would it help if you took some leave? On compassionate grounds?
It would get me out of the situation, I suppose.
Exactly.
No, I need to get on with things. If I lose that, I've lost everything.
Have you thought about a job elsewhere in the diocese?
Well, no, not really.
I know you've been thinking of putting some distance between the two of you, but if you took a post, say, in the eastern part of the diocese, well, you would be a fair way from Ambridge.
Is there a vacancy over that way?
I'll need to check, but when I last looked, we had 3 unfilled posts around the diocese.
Really?
Why don't I get them printed off and post it to you? You might just find something there that takes your fancy.
Ah, George. This is all looking very productive.
I'm making the most of the gaps between the showers.
Yes, indeed. And what are you putting in here?
Early potatoes, if I can get it dug in time.
Ah, yes.
Should have been done weeks ago. But you know what it's like with a new place.
I do indeed.
There's always jobs to do indoors.
Yes. Now then, I've got 2 things to ask you.
Somehow, I didn't think you'd come round here to talk about my veg patch.
Firstly, are you and Christine doing anything on Sunday morning?
Well, I can't think of anything offhand.
Good. Then that's for you. It's an invitation.
Oh, huh?
Robert and I are having a little party. We want to say thank you to everyone who helped us so wonderfully over the flood.
That's very nice. We shall be glad to come.
Good.
You've got everything pretty well sorted, then?
Oh, no, not by a long way.
Well, it takes time, doesn't it?
Well, at least we're well on the way, thanks to the support and kindness of so many people, yourself included, George.
Well, that's what we're here for, isn't it? To lend each other a helping hand at times of adversity.
Well, this is our way of saying how much we appreciate it.
Oh, that's grand. We'll look forward to it.
Now, the second thing is...
I've got a feeling I know what's coming.
This planning application from Borchester Land.
Thought so.
The whole scheme is preposterous.
Oh, wow, he's got a nerve, I'll say that for him.
Well, so what are we going to do?
Well, I imagine we'll lodge an objection. We'll see what the feeling is on the parish council.
There isn't much time, you know. I've taken the trouble to find out when the next planning meeting is. It's only 4 weeks away.
So Marjorie informs me.
Well, shouldn't we be getting on with a more organised campaign?
Aye, Linda. We should.
If you'll forgive me saying so, George, this matter is a little more urgent than your early potatoes.
Where do you want this?
Hang on. Let's just clear these books.
Oh, hurry up.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well done.
Oh, you don't know how close you came to losing the lot on that second landing.
I'm glad it isn't.
The way those banisters jut out, it's really awkward.
Well, anyway, we're doing well. I reckon that's about half, don't you?
You've done all the heavy stuff. Oh, hang on. Can we have a sit down a minute?
Of course we can.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, great when it stops, isn't it?
Lovely.
Want to make some tea?
No, let's wait till we've got the stuff all in.
Okay.
Then we'll sit back and pig out on Betty's cream donuts. Be something to look forward to.
Absolutely.
And after that, we can start getting things sorted out.
Oh, no, you get off home. I'm not taking any more of your time.
Oh, come on, at least let me help you get the books put away.
Oh, Elizabeth.
Honestly, I'd be happy to.
Are you sure?
Positive. I'll give Nigel a call in a minute and make sure everything's okay.
Go if you need to.
I will, don't worry.
Okay.
So, what are you planning to do for supper?
Well, I can't be bothered to cook anything. I'll probably just go for a takeaway.
I'm tempted to join you. Maybe I better not stay that long.
No, I've got terrible eating habits. I'm just as likely to send out for a pizza at midnight.
You wouldn't have much luck in Felpersham.
How they think they're going to fit 25 houses in here? Well, it defeats me.
That's ludicrous.
Big ones too. There'll hardly be room to get a cat between them.
And what about the view from Ambridge Farm?
Well, they're certainly going to know it's there, aren't they?
Well... I mean, these things may be all right in their place.
But you don't want them turning up in the middle of Bartonshire.
Mind you, I'd find it vulgar wherever it was. Doric columns of reconstituted stone. It's going to look awful.
It's a horrible prospect, isn't
it?
Oh,
I do, Janet.
Janet, you've seen the proposal, have you?
I read about it this morning.
Ah.
I saw the car, I assume that's why you were here.
25 huge properties.
And scarcely anything that's affordable to local people.
Four, that's all. 4 measly houses.
It's a sop.
No, the whole thing's monstrous. A monstrous carbuncle.
How's that?
Yes, all right, I know it was said about somewhere else.
The National Gallery, wasn't it?
Yes, well, anyway, it's appropriate. It is a monstrous carbuncle.
Well, I couldn't disagree with you, Linda.
So, what are we going to do about it?
Well, you can't get involved, Janet, surely.
Why not? It's utterly wrong for the village, this scheme.
Yes, of course it is.
I'm not against development. I think we should be prepared to welcome new people into Ambridge.
Oh, but not just the rich.
Quite. We need a mixture of housing, something that'll provide an opportunity for local people as well.
Well, this scheme doesn't, and that's for sure.
Which is why we've got to oppose it.
Absolutely. If we claim to care about this village, whoever we are, I think it's time to stand up and be counted.
Clary's fighting a losing battle.
You're going down the job centre today, Edward.
What's the point?
There's every point. So, are you going?
Nope.
Eddie, tell him.
Tell him what?
Tell him he needs to pull his finger out for himself and jump.
Leave it out, Mum.
He knows that already, Lord.
I ain't doing nothing about it.
That's a waste of time, that's why.
Don't make the effort, you'll never know that, will you?
No, I know it, Mum, believe me.
Oh, Edward.
Well, as soon as they find out about me, I'm out the door and all over some poxy job clearing tables or something.
Right, I've got to go.
Thanks for your support, Eddie, I really appreciate it.
I'm sorry, Lord, I've got business to do.
Now, why does that always worry me, coming from you?
Because you ain't got no confidence in me, Clary. It can be very hurtful.
It ain't a matter of confidence. I just want to see you doing an ordinary job and bringing some ordinary money home on a Friday.
I will do, love, starting next week. See you then.
See you, Dad.
Take care,
Wednesday.
Both the same, you and him. How's us that plate?
Oh, here you are.
Living in cloud cuckoo land. You won't see the world like it really is.
Yeah, I do. It sucks.
You ain't going to get nowhere in life playing your music, you know.
Oh, I could do.
Just like your dad ain't going to get rich with whatever daft scheme he's got in his head this time.
What about you standing that drafty old dairy washing pots all day? Where the hell's that ever got you?
If you put that bacon on the table for your breakfast.
Oh, tar.
It's given me something else as well. Respect.
From who?
Oh, everyone. Pat, Tony. Sid and Jolene down the pub.
Yeah, I can't wait to have some of that.
Respect for myself, too. That's even more important. I know who I am, Edward. I ain't wandering about in the fog like you are a lot of the time.
I'm not in the fog.
No, listen to me a moment, please.
Go on, then.
If you just get yourself a job for a little while, it don't matter what it is, washing floors, cleaning tables, anything.
Great.
Now, you'd start to feel more comfortable inside, more relaxed, you know what I mean? Not so wound up.
Brain dead.
Then after a while, you'd start to have real ambitions, not fantasies, solid things you want to do with your life.
All right, getting promoted to washing up.
Now, Edward.
Have you finished now?
Where are you going?
Out to the shed. Tuning up Jazza's dirt bike for him.
Oh, go on then.
All right, is it?
Just tell me one thing. Hey, that letter you had from the careers advice,
yeah,
people.
What about it?
Did you ever do anything about it?
Yeah.
What?
I binned it, didn't I? See ya.
Edward, now you come back here, Edward!
They'll be laying soon, these birds.
Yeah, hopefully. In about 2 or 3 weeks' time.
Yeah, another 6 months, you'll be shooting them.
Well, somebody will be, not me.
Soon comes round again, doesn't it?
What is this, Dad? Thought for the day?
Oh, no. Just thought I'd see how you were getting on.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, I wondered if you might be willing to do your old man a little favour.
Yeah, I thought so.
I'm after a bit of chicken work. Not a lot, just a few short lengths.
Yeah, okay. I can probably sort that out for you.
Well, you've got enough of it up here, haven't you?
You'll have to wait till I finish, though.
Oh, yeah, of course. No problem.
Was that all?
Well, no, there's somewhat else. I'm looking for a few bits of plastic drain pipe.
Oh, sorry, we don't use any of that.
No, but there's some up the state yard. I've seen them.
Well, I can't go nicking them.
Who said anything about nicking? I just need the use of them for a couple of months, that's all.
Well, what are you up to, Dad?
Just a little idea I had for bringing a bit of fun and happiness into people's lives.
Yeah, and a few quid into yours, no doubt.
Hey, the labourer is worthy of his hire, son.
I can't just go breezing in the yard and start helping myself to plastic drain pipes.
Of course you can. Matt Crawford's blue-eyed boys, you are. You and Greg.
Well, I wouldn't say that exactly.
Oh, I would. Anything for his precious shoot, eh? So he can play the country squire to his mates.
Well, what about Graham Ryder? He's going to want to know what they're for.
He won't be there. Oh, he'll be in his office in Borchester.
How come you know so much about his movements? Yeah, actually, no, don't tell me.
Let's just say professional reasons, shall we?
Yeah, I know.
So, how about it? You can help me out, son.
Dad, just for once in your life, Why don't you do something really rash and buy what you need?
Couldn't do it. I'm not wired up that way.
No, you probably ain't.
So you'll do it, will you?
Well, maybe. When I finished here.
You're a good lad.
In the meantime, you can give me a hand. See that hose pipe? How about filling up the water drinkers?
Morning.
Elizabeth.
Sorry, who are you expecting?
No, it's lovely to see you. Come on in.
Thanks.
Go on through. Ah.
Oh, gosh, you've been busy. Whatever time did you finish last night?
Pretty late.
You must have done. It's amazing.
Yeah, better, isn't it?
Oh, it's brilliant. Oh, you've got your pictures up.
Yeah. I decided I couldn't live in the same house as Sunset on Lochland.
I couldn't have done either.
Had to go.
Oh, that's a great improvement.
Oh, sit down, sit down.
Thanks. I hope you don't mind me dropping in like this.
Don't be silly. It's always lovely to see you.
I had to collect some stuff from the printers, so I thought I'd pop in and see how you were after your first night.
Fine. Though, I have to say, I didn't get a huge amount of sleep.
Ew, you can't have done.
One thing I have discovered, there's not enough bookshelves.
Ah.
Hence the heaps out there in the hall.
You can soon put up a few more.
Ah, you haven't seen my DIY skills, or the lack of them.
Did you find time to eat last night?
Oh, typical me. I popped out for a Chinese takeaway about 10. And then I came back and got involved with something here. And at midnight, I was shoving the thing back into the microwave to heat it up.
Was that wise?
Probably not. Tim would have gone bananas.
Yeah, well, we've all done these things.
Actually, I do feel a bit queasy this morning. I was putting it down to tiredness.
Oh, in that case, you won't feel like popping out.
Depends where to.
Well, I thought we could nip down to that coffee place again. Treat ourselves to a Danish.
Well, I'll pass on the Danish, but I'm definitely up for a coffee.
Are you sure? I mean, if you're not feeling too good.
It's probably just what I need. Fresh air and a walk, yeah. I'll go and grab my coat.
Right. Lay those two pipes end to end, can you, William?
What? Like this?
No, not touching. We need a gap between them. About a foot.
How's that? That's
better. Right. Let's have a bit of that chicken wire, Edward.
What, this bit?
Yeah, that'll do. Now, wrap it round the end so it joins the two bits of pipe together.
What for?
What do you think? So the punters can see what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be a spectator sport. Can't have all the action going on inside a plastic pipe.
Here, how's that?
You'll have to do it tighter. They'll be getting out of the gaps.
Oh, it hurts your hands, this stuff.
Oh, don't be a wimp.
Just because you've got hands like a bullock's back, so I've got musicians.
Just get on with it.
Ow! Oh, if I wreck my fingers, I'm going to sue.
You have to stand there watching, William. We want the same again next to it.
Oh, you're having two runs?
We'll be having four on the day. Two will do for now.
Well, I'm going to have to get back to work.
Oh, another 10 minutes won't hurt.
Oh, I don't know why I'm doing this.
Wrap it round like Edward's done.
How's that any better?
Yeah, that'll do.
Here, look at my finger, it's bleeding.
Now then, who are we going to have for the practice run, eh?
Who cares?
Better have Ollie for one, he goes like a train.
Is that all right?
Yeah, it's okay.
It's as good as Edward's.
You've got to be joking, yours is all bent.
Of course it ain't bent.
I reckon you want glasses, I mean, look at it.
I'm telling you, it ain't bent.
It looks blooming bent to me.
What say we have up against Mrs. Noah? Make it a battle of the sexes.
There's only one possible result then.
All right, William, let's have Mrs. out of her box.
Okay.
And I'll look after Ollie.
This'll be a laugh.
Come on, my little mate. Let's see you move like you did behind the cooker.
No way. You're going to beat him out of sight, ain't you, missus? Eh?
Eddie, what are you up to now?
Nice timing, mum.
Oh, hello, love. I thought you were at work.
I told you I were going in late.
Oh, it's just as well, because you're about to witness the new entertainment sensation.
What rubbish are you talking now?
Right, watch this, mum. It's going to be a hoot.
Shouldn't you be working?
Oh, yeah, I should.
Is this your doing, Eddie? Yeah. When are you going to start behaving responsibly? No wonder the
boy... Shut up a minute, love.
Don't you speak to me like that.
I'm sorry, but we're about to carry out a little trial. This could make us a lot of money.
No, not another one.
Edward,
down the other end. And you, Clary, please.
What is all this nonsense?
Ferret racing.
Ferret racing?
Our new summer enterprise.
Oh, Eddie.
Oh, come on, love. It's you that said they weren't earning their keep.
What, and you think this is going to make a difference?
We better, Ed. I booked a pigeon penny at its spring fair 2 weeks' time.
Where do you ain't?
Go on down the other end, love. You've got to catch him when he comes out.
Oh, you ain't catching no ferret. I've got to go to work.
Please, Clary, it'll take 2 minutes, that's all.
Oh, honestly, Eddie, one day you'll grow up.
Right. You ready, William?
Yep. Come on, missus, you can do it.
OK, Ollie, go for it. One, two, three, go!
Go on, Ollie!
Come on,
Ollie! Come on,
come on, come on,
Ollie!
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 Come on,
Ollie!
Ollie! Ollie!
Ollie!
Ollie!
Ollie!
There we are.
Elizabeth, those are evil.
I know they are.
I thought you were getting Danish pastries.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Whenever I see serious chocolate, something happens to me. I don't know what it is.
No.
Maybe I'm under the control of aliens from the planet Coco.
How awful for you.
Oh, you want me to take yours back?
Don't you dare.
There you go, then.
Thank you. I was just looking at that old photo up there. The hayfield.
Oh, it's nice, isn't it? About 1910, I suppose.
Do you think it could be Ambridge?
Ambridge?
Well, look, see on the top left, that bit of thatched roof.
What about it?
You know when you come in from Waterley Cross? See that cottage just past the Dower House?
A hill cottage?
Hmm.
Oh, I don't know. Can't really see it myself.
No, well, maybe not. Looks faintly familiar, that's all.
We better not mention it to Jennifer. She'll be dashing in to make an offer on it.
Oh, yes. For the Ambridge archive.
Apparently she's including some old stuff as well, not just the contemporary.
Oh, why not? That's what people want these days, nostalgia.
Mm. I bumped into the two of them the other day. She was so enthusiastic about this project.
Really?
Oh, on about it all the time. And Brian was being so encouraging, you know, over the top. I wouldn't have thought he'd have the remotest interest.
No.
Mm. This cake is absolutely superb. You must try it.
All right.
It's funny, really. I mean, Brian can't stand this nostalgia thing. He's always been scathing about it. I don't know, maybe he's mellowing in his old age.
Mmm.
So what do you think? Delicious or what? Siobhan, are you all right?
No.
You don't look it.
Excuse me. I think I'm going to be sick.
The Archers was written by the agricultural story editor Graham Harvey, and it was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by the editor, Vanessa Whitburn.